And we back, and we back, and we back, and we back.
You not gonna say it, Neil?
I'm not, bro.
Okay.
I'm focused.
All right. All right. I'm not. We're not gonna do it.
Okay. Philly P got us, man. Season two, man.
Season two. Right back, yeah. Like we never left.
Like you, I left some. Did I leave my keys? So
the craziest thing about this whole setup is that I really didn't even think it was gonna jump off that quick. Like really, I really didn't. I'm thinking like we're gonna do this. It's gonna be cool. And I'm thinking it's going to be like a slow burn. And it's like, and the excitement is not really going to be there. But it kind of just kept just kind of building. And here we are, season two. So, brothers, we know why we are here. And so all of our viewers, followers, fans, friends, family, whoever, all the F's, we are BFA, Brothers from Another, quad, three-man quartet tonight. You know, life happens. That's how it is. That's how it be. But, you know, we're going to keep pushing on with the Josh Strong thing. And it's a full circle thing. So just everything that we had already discussed, man, it's like this is one of the better – this is one of the better feelings of like what, you know, what we're pushing for, because it came about organically. And then I'm thinking like, yo, our, you know, common denominator here is, you know, the school thing, the hooping and Josh. So I'm like, okay, you know, it was rougher in my opinion. Just the way that we started with that being the day that he passed, and then, you know, deciding to do the 10 weeks. That ended up being, it was just better, like, to give us that break. And then it just so happened, like, right when we took that break, the next most important thing that was coming up on the calendar was, you know, if we take 2-3 weeks off, was either 4th of July or Josh's birthday. So it just kind of fell into place perfectly for us to be able to just line everything up like that. And, you know, here we are.
There we go. I had a lot. I mean, unfortunately, you know, it's only three of the quads, or I call it, what do you call that, a tripod or whatever, you know.
It's a three-man quartet.
The three-man quartet, man. Our brother Hector, Mr. Rent and Rivera, like I always say, and like I always tell him when somebody, you know, something happens or whatever, yo, life happens. So then when life happens or whatever, you know, show must go on. We send blessings and love to our brother, man, and you know, he's got his stuff going on. We get that squared away, but we had to continue to give y'all this show because y'all had waited on it for so long. But I had a song I was ready to go into with all of us on here. I was going to say, these are the three best friends that anyone can have. These are the three best friends that. But,
right,
you know, I'll just cut it right there. These are the two best friends that anyone can have. So, yeah, man, we're July 5th. Would be Josh's birthday. Forgive me for not knowing how old he would be right now.
I believe 35.
No, somewhere. Bro, 30,
man, we posted 33.
32, 33, yeah.
Right. Y'all some old fellas, man. So, yeah, that Josh, you know, happy birthday, happy heavenly birthday to our fellow, you know, from first season one. If we picked up followers or, you know, people that have been watching us since then, he passed from a non-smoker's lung cancer 5 years ago back in April. So we went live that first day, like Paul said, and we figured, you know, we come back and give you a special on Monday, you know. With our guy Paul being Mr. Shakespeare and forward thinking, we were back in April of 2021, and he was already in July saying, "Yo, you know, we went live when it sunset, you know, so let's get back in there on the sunrise." And I was like, okay, cool. But we will be coming to you guys live on Wednesdays, you know. Brothers from Another, aka the Quad. Simply put, four guys with strong ties discussing topics in their everyday lives. So we did want to get those birthday flowers to Josh. And this episode, you know, I said hashtag still Josh Strong, because that's what first episode was about. And legacies and legend. And you know, Paul, I think this is a part of Josh's legacy. Like, don't they have the basketball tournament for him?
It has to be. I feel like it has to be for a number of different reasons. I think the first thing is because everybody has the same feeling about him, and we didn't even get to experience him as long as, you know, his family, of course. And I'm not saying that our feelings are the equivalent to theirs in losing him, but it's still something that, you know, it affected everybody.
Right.
And I think them having as much time with him as they had, you know, that 29 or 30 years almost to when he passed, and then just the 5, 10, 15 years that, you know, some of us have known him, you know, it was heavy, man, just to hear it, you know, even to see the diagnosis, you know, when, you know, he made that announcement for it, that was hard to take in, you know, seeing that, you know, since then, you know, my sister's been going through this same thing. So that was the closest situation to me that wasn't, you know, directly in my house, you know, knowing anybody that was going through anything like that. And, you know, for him to go through that journey and, you know, get to where we are now, it's very humbling to know that, you know, I got to know him, not even as long as everybody else did, but to watch from afar, taking in those lessons. And like I said, I was observing him as like a student athlete. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had only known Josh for a total of like 2 years in person. And then that third year when I came back, he was in Hobtown. So, you know, I was already looking towards, you know, playing against the legend at that point, instead of just sitting and watching him, you know, sitting on the sidelines as a younger player at that time.
Right.
So what do y'all feel, man? Like, I know this is a lot better than how we started. We had a lot of nerves.
Yeah.
Because it was our first one, and then we're doing this for him. So it was like, man, we got to make sure we get this thing right. So, I don't feel as tense as I did 13 weeks ago.
Nah, yeah, we in here now, man. We, you know, we got 10 episodes under our belt, man. All the talking and stuff we do. So, I mean, I feel good about it. Used that off season, man. Was out there working on the body still. Paul got me doing the ab challenge and everything like that. But then, you know, I got the little sit for Josh, and then I'll give you the story on the shirt with Pops on it when we get a little further in. But, you know, the little sip. So counterproductive to do the abs and then have that. But I don't know, Neil, how you feel, man. Like, you know, looking back, you good? I watched our first episode.
I have
early
two.
This week, and I was like, man. I mean,
I didn't say nothing. I did the same thing last week. I went back, like, man, like, I was nervous as hell just to say the first thing. Like,
and Coach Harrell said Josh would have been 35.
35.
So, yeah. I just looked at the picture from earlier and looked at the you know, sunrise, sunset thing. Right.
But yeah, so Neil, how you? I mean, like, yeah, the nerve. I mean, I watched it. It wasn't. It was trash, but all our intentions and stuff were good. We were all turned all kinds of different ways and all that kind of stuff, man. But who we were talking about and the stuff that we were getting into, it was okay. But I looked at it, I was like, man, we was trash, man. I was doing all of this. I was still trying to adjust the
landscape for me,
the lighting, landscape for
right,
me, Neil. You
right,
know,
right,
was
right,
all
right,
over the place, right, man. So, I mean, we in a good – yeah, we good now. I mean, how you feel about it, Neil? Did you think we'd even be in a season two? Like, did you think we'd do 10 episodes, or was that going to be, you know, we're going to do this first one?
No, yes, because based on our text messages, the conversations, you know, even my own trying to sharpen my own iron, you know, with the little videos that I do on behalf of the team individually. I mean, nobody knows. Maybe PK. I don't even know if I told Paul this. I'm practicing. You know what I mean? I want to practice being fluent. You know, I want to practice without, you know, talking like this and, you know, all those different things that that hinder the podcast. And I did. I watched episode one. I watched maybe 30 minutes of it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was trash. And
that's enough. 30 minutes was 30. That was 26 minutes too much. After I said premiere, we should just cut the tape.
Man, it was bad. But the content was gold. The content was gold, you know. And that's why I think we had so much support, is because the content was so dope and people wanted more. And it flourished from there. You know what I mean? But I'm excited, man. I had the jitters a little bit today, you know. I'm like, oh man, season two, you know. But I mean, like we've talked offline, man, this is about to be a dope one, you know.
It
is, facts.
I'm only imploring that our followers, our viewers, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend and drop some topics. I promise, I said it on a couple of episodes that we got topics for days, but for our viewers and our listeners or whatever to hit us up and let us know what you want to talk about or something. I mean, we'll even have some people on discussion wise and just get those different perspectives. You know, I'm with all of that. And like we're already into probably about episode 6. Really, we have 10 episodes ready for season 2, but we can switch them on the fly to get in, you know, what our fans want to hear us talk about, or even if somebody wants to come on and talk about something that they're passionate about.
I'm calling an audible at the end of this.
Okay.
I'll make that announcement before we sign off tonight. So
what? Okay.
But yeah, it's going down.
Yeah. So you know, and we still Josh Strong, like his legacy, this become, like I said, legacies and legend. I looked them both up, you know, it says a legacy is a gift by will, especially of money or other personal property. Example, she bequests, she left us a legacy of $1 million. And then it said legend is a traditional story, sometimes popularly regarded as historical, but unauthenticated or whatever, saying that man was a living legend and all that kind of stuff. So that's your legacy legend. We talking about that. And I told you guys I was going to pose a question to you guys. But I mean, I think Josh's legacy, this along with it, just how he impacted us, that we thought enough to, you know, go live for season 1 and season 2, and how people always talk about him. I mean, played ball in the community, was a referee, brilliant student, very likable dude. You know what I'm saying? That's his legacy. That was just a good dude all around.
And he was a lefty.
And he was a lefty, man. So
he was a lefty.
Automatic connection because he was a lefty. That's one of the few people I could dap with, and I didn't have to switch hands to walk up on a righty to dap him. I had the Euro step to dap, you know, everybody else, but he was one of the few lefties that I could, you know what I'm saying, hit him with the Cornelius slide off of that thing. You know what I'm saying? So that just sticks out in my mind as his legacy on him. I mean, I don't really have, like I said, happy heavily to him. And he was just that guy, man. I mean, you're going to find a hater. Somebody, like, I mean, Josh, this, that. But, dude, he was just a good dude all around.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Right. But there's always one.
See, I'll explain that. But before I say what I'm going to say afterwards, it's not possible. Like, it might have been a situation where it's like, damn, like, I wish I could do that. Or like for me, for instance, I don't even know if this is an appropriate term, but I would say I was like admirably jealous because he knew how to make all the facets work. Like he could hoop, but first and foremost, you know, he was a great student. Like, I was a lot more athlete than I was student. I don't care what you say or anybody. Like, that's just real. So, as far as looking at that part, it was like, damn, yo, like, how the hell did he make that work? I could never, I never got it. Like in all 4 years of high school, I never got that part. That was the first thing. Like he blended everything well and there was no drop off from the classroom to the court. And trying to mimic something like that, like you just can't do it. You can be mad about it, but you don't have a hate towards him. It's just like, damn, I need to get my shit together and figure out how to get on that level, like we talked about before. And
you know, hey, Coach Artis wasn't really playing about them academics anyway, though. You wouldn't see Josh for a couple of days if he hit a certain GPA, man.
That was the hard part. That was the harder part for me. You know, because it's like, all right, I could do better, you know, for myself, or I could study harder, or I could practice more. Practice, but you know, we're not gonna go there.
We're talking about practice.
But the home front thing with like with Coach Artis, man, like that's one thing that will always be like a constant reminder for me with like Josh, and then also with my uncle, my cousin's father. You know, just seeing the way that they were like always hands on, like there wasn't a gap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no drop off.
It was like, damn, yo, I wish I had that like Sergeant Major Gathers presence or that Coach Artis presence or that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't know Neil's father, but you know what I'm saying? I'm sure it's the same way. Like, I'd be looking, I'd be like, damn, yo. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask y'all this.
We need to unpack that, though. We're going to unpack that.
We're going to take that down the street. So let me ask. I'm going to go to Compass first on this one. How do you look at Josh now? Like, do you look like, man, I'm glad I got to know him? Or do you feel like, man, like I was wrong about what I thought back then? Or, you know, like, did you have any like misconceptions, or have you always been
bro? So, you know, I mean, Josh lived in my neighborhood, so I knew him when he was a youngin', you know. I remember when he was a chubby cat, you know, a lot of people Chubby Josh. I remember Chubby Josh, you know, and he used to get clowned, man. Like, bro, you are not a hooper. You're a little fat guy, you know. And then he blossomed into a, you know what I mean? Until when we last knew of him as a hooper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'll never forget, man, a conversation I just so happened upon between him. It was a cat named Corey that lived next to
Corey Thomas.
Yeah, cool. That was his last name. Appreciate that, man. Corey Thomas, bro. Another hooper, man. He fell off. I don't know what happened to Corey, man, but he was raw. Okay, Corey was raw. But they were talking. Corey was another one of those young phenoms alongside Josh. But Corey didn't do so good academically, man. And we were getting off the bus, and him and Josh were conversing about how to get the grades up. You know what I mean? And it wasn't my conversation to be a part of, but I kind of, you know, being a kid, I walked in on it, you know what I mean? And I got the roasting, you know what I mean? but, you know, to answer your question, Paul, man, it was for the conversation of a person who is not globally recognized. You know, he's not on ESPN, you know what I mean? You don't hear Shaq and, you know what I mean, and Shannon talking about Josh Artis. You know what I mean? Right. But to still be relevant, man, that's the impact, right? That's the legacy that me and PK talked about day one through three, right?
Yep.
That's the legend, right, that I would love to be amongst my wife, kids, the community, period. You know what I mean? And to still have that conversation and it still drum up newfound thought processes about a person, man, that's basically what it's about, you know?
Yep. And before I swing it to PK, I see what Coach Harrell said Osaka hater, you know, Osaka hater out if they badmouth Josh for real. And I think we all feel the same way. And even me, like I said, the 2 years that I met him or that I knew him, you know, in person being teammates or whatever, it was tough because he didn't make me I think what Neil was talking about, I heard about the 5'6 kid, but when I met the 5'6 chubby kid, he was 6'2.
word.
So I never heard or I never saw the stuff that people used to say, but kind of the same thing, like you can't have any bad vibes. Like the one thing I will say is like you could never hate Josh. He just made me mad at myself. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, damn, like I can't do that. But so what about you, P? Like how do you feel in hindsight? Do you feel like you wish you could have tried to do a little bit more? Do you feel like you kind of, you know, everything was in good standings? You know,
Yeah. I start to live life where I've even back then, like with no regrets. I don't regret anything I've done, said. You might have been ashamed of it, but you can't regret it because you learn from it. That is one person I would have regretted had I not met him. You know what I mean? But just knowing Josh and me, I was a little bit older. I mean, 2 or 3 years at the time. But I like Paul, I tell you guys, like I even learned stuff from you guys when we talking, like because everybody has different experiences and all that kind of stuff. Josh is another one of the guys, you know, when they moved off post that he would still come on post and, you know, moms was going to cook, you know, after practice or before a game. Probably shouldn't have been eating like that before a game. But, you know, and we would talk about stuff outside of basketball and school. He's like, you know, PK, what colleges are you looking at? Like, what do you want to do? I told him I wanted to go to College of Charleston. I wanted to get marine biology. He was like, okay, I never looked because, you know, people like to go fishing and stuff, you know. So, I can see the marine biology and stuff like that. And, you know, he's like, well, I mean, I got my the job outlook handbook or whatever. And I'll look at it. I mean, I don't know much about it, but that's cool, man, that you actually got a plan and stuff. That's what I'm talking about, man. You got to have a plan. And I'm like, he's talking to me like an old head. You know what I'm saying?
Like he's a big brother for real.
Yeah, like he was a sophomore in college and not the sophomore in high school. And, you know, he put me up on game. And then on the court, just teaching me stuff. Yo, I mean, like they called Chris Paul the point guard. That was Josh for us. You know what I mean? Josh was the young fella. But if he was talking, you was going to listen because he was seeing stuff a couple of plays ahead of, or, you know, he played AAU, so he played with some of those guys from Christian County and stuff like that. So he had little tidbits from everywhere that just made him a complete person, man, and just a fantastic guy. He made me a better person, and, I mean, that's his legacy. That in itself, man, to actually know you, know your name, know some stuff about you and all that kind of stuff. Like you talked to you, man, take a ride through Clarksville or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And drop the name or be with coach and you see coach out somewhere and you know, yeah, that's Josh's dad or whatever. That's Coach Artist, man. We call him Coach Artist today. He probably even coached the world. We still call him Coach Artist to this day. Right. You know what I mean? And he had Josh with him, man, and he would coach Josh up. Josh come to the hole, coach us up, and then off the court, man, we finish a game, man. We riding back from Caldwell County or something, and Josh is like, man, I wish that we could get a little light on the bus. I'm like, why? He's like, I want to, you know, get a start on his homework. Like, bro, it's Wednesday night. We just won. We wouldn't win a lot. We was a 500 team, you know, but we just won by like 15, bro, homework. It's not even – don't even worry about it. He was going, though. Josh Strong, literally Josh Strong. You know,
ever the student athlete. That's what I'm talking about.
Also, man, nobody. So, for anybody who had any friction with Josh, it was never brought out to the open. He had it was so many cats that had his back. Plus his brother too, though. People forget about his brother, man.
You know, Felix was ready.
I never met his brother before.
Man, bro, listen, man. I hoop with Felix, man. And you know that they weren't that older than us, PK, but they were. Yeah. You know what I mean? They were at least 4 years, five. You know what I mean? Yeah. And those cats, man, they looked out. You know, if you were the friend of Josh, that means you little bro too. You know?
You in there. You in there. Yeah, man. So, you was a made man. You know what I'm saying?
Made, right.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, now I have no regrets, man. I'm a better person for meeting him, man. I'm just blessed that I got the chance to, you know, meet somebody like that. And we've traveled all. I mean, both my parents been military. We've been all over. But you guys, I mean, this right here is our legacy of the quad, really, that you could keep up with somebody 20 something years later before Facebook and all that stuff was a thing, you know, some of the stories and stuff that we have. But yeah, knowing Josh, man, that man, I leveled up. That was the homie, man. That was little bro.
Facts. Facts.
Okay, so I think I can't recall if we really got into this part of it, but I think I may have touched on a little bit, just kind of relating that his passing kind of helped me, you know, figure out like what part of like my purpose was gonna be. And I'm like, man, like I wanna leave that type of, you know, we're talking about legacy, and it's like I gotta find ways. Like him passing started making me think of those other avenues that I needed to start, you know, thinking about, planning for, trying to, okay, with the pinky. you peep that, right? Okay. Cause he definitely just put it casually, like we okay, yeah.
Trip.
But no, that was enough of a gut punch for me to start thinking about, you know, like Joyful Elf and trying to figure out, you know, what's going to be the best approach to just try to impact people's lives, not just doing something for children, but, you know, just like, how can I make a difference to be better for, you know, myself, to just also then, you know, pay it forward, you know, to somebody else. And he did that for all of us without even like realizing that he was doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, PK, where do we go? If you can sum it up, family first, and then amongst your peers, what would you want the reflection of yourself to be, if you are a fly in the wall, fly on the wall? What do you want to get from that?
Yeah. And I'll give you all that cliche stuff where he was a great brother and a great son and a great husband and a great, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'll give you all of that. But I was, you know, getting ready, prepping for this episode, and I didn't want to get on and say, you know what, when they if somebody's talking about me in a room, whether I'm ashes to ashes 100 years from now, or, you know, somebody talking yesterday, they say, you know, PK or Preston, or, you know, they call me, middle name Jamar, they call me PJ and all that kind of stuff. Simply put, he was just a good dude. He impacted my life in some way, shape, or form. So even if they said I barely knew the guy, he did this one thing for me, or he did this for me, or, you know, he let me hold this, or he taught me this, or he did this for, you know, my mom's, or whatever it's going to be. And then Janet, you know, she's in the yoga and meditation and mindfulness and, you know, guided meditation and everything. So I pulled this from her. I put it in my phone. She was reading. She keeps notebooks and stuff all over the place. And she may not even remember this one. But she said, and this is how I want people to say, you know, life is meant to be lived, loved, and taken advantage of every day. Because every day is important. At the end of each day, you should be satisfied with what you've done with the day, every evening, every day. And when people talk, you know, he took advantage of everything that he, you know, not a carefree life, but he did what he wanted. Case in point, when we say we're leaving Nashville, moving to Tampa, Florida, everybody's like, well, what's in Tampa? What do you guys, we did it, you know? And then people come and see us, like, yo, y'all really did it. You know, you seized the opportunity and you took it. And our next one, we're like, yo, I'm trying to, by 40, I want to be on my own private island. Are we moving to the Dominican Republic, you know? And he's going to do it. He's going to seize the day and go. So, I mean, simply put for my name, for me, myself, carve my name into your heart and not on my tombstone, because a legacy is etched into the mind of others and the stories that they will share about you. That's it. Mm. So when this little, you know, giving their flowers, when that first came out, I got so tired of hearing it and everything. But not for real. You know, give them flowers while they still here, because when they not, you know what I mean? I would rather carve my name or my thoughts, my ideas, or my emotions, you know, into your heart And don't put it on my tombstone, man. My legacy, I want to be etched into the mind of others and all the stories they tell about me. Good old PK. Yeah. Good dude.
And that's also, I mean, I've always done that in general, but that was another thing that kind of came from the Josh, you know, passing was like, yo, like I gotta just do better to just reach out. And it kind of started from there a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff, you know, you can't control what happens. You never know what's gonna happen, but you can always let somebody know that, you know, they're in your thoughts, prayers, whatever. Or, you know, just like we talked about, you know, we didn't all link up.
They go part of your legacy right there.
Right. Right. It's times where we want to. I see. Hold on. It's times where, you know, we all have those moments, but it still works for us to reach out. It's been so long, but, you know, you pick right back up, you know, where we left off. We may not be out there as young and free, being able to hoop for 4 or 5 hours and then walk away comfortably. Yeah. We ain't doing that no more.
You gonna limp off.
but as far as just the love, the respect, admiration, and the friendly competition of, like, me and Neil talked about this the other day, just like steel sharpening steel, like that'll never change. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one thing that you always got to think about for me. And that's just always trying to keep a constant, like not me staying like, hey, I sent you a text, or hey, I called you. You know what I'm saying? But just like, damn, like he reached out, you know, he always hit me up. Like maybe I should do that for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily want the receipt to come back to me, but you know, you just got to keep paying that forward. So compass.
Yes, sir. High vibe dad.
So high vibe dad. But first and foremost, black man in America, father of three sons. Mm-hmm. So that's an even heavier. Yeah, go ahead, put the pinky out, sip, because I want to hear this whole thing. So
yes, sir.
What is, like I said to PK, family first, and then amongst your peers, how do you want the compass to be remembered as super dad, super husband, and then, of course, like the all-time homie? Like, how do you feel about that?
The compass will show you how.
Give me the fly on the wall. The fly on the wall for the compass, please. I need to hear this.
Oh, we lost the sound on my G.
Is that better?
Yes, sir.
You're doing stuff on purpose. Like, it's no excuse for that.
No, okay. So it's we washing clothes upstairs, and I didn't want that back, you know, that feedback. My bad. I'm muted during accident. So
racial.
Family first, right? Okay, so I want my wife to always look at her husband and say, hey man, he did his damnedest. Right? He did his damnedest. We had ramen noodle days, we had filet mignon days, mm-hmm. right? We had Dodge Neon days, we got GMC Acadia days, mm-hmm. right? I've always did my best to further our brand as a family. I want her to always know that I loved her unconditionally throughout all faults, and that I did my damnedest to be the best husband, right? For my three boys, I want them to always look at me like super dad. Okay. He always dressed good, smelled good. Education was first. I'm always putting your needs above my own. I can cook, clean, all of the above. You could do that as a man individually. You do not need anybody to tell you that you cannot do it. You could do that by yourself early. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm trying to teach you independence early. I want them to always be like, hey, my pop, man, he was, you know, he was a comedian. He liked to joke, you know what I mean? But he always put the need of the family first, you know, the needs, which is most important to me, you know what I mean? My arms are always open, you know what I mean, to the community, family. And I know they see that, but I want it to be a driving point because it's crucial, right? Especially in our environment. Amongst the homies, I love everybody, man, and I hope they feel it, you know? I feel like, you know, based on my relationship that I have with God and God's people, you know, I love everybody, and I try to treat everyone the same, and I give you the best of me at all times. You know what I mean? If I vanish tonight, tomorrow, I want you to say that. You know what I mean? You should feel it, you know, not based on what I just said, but because it's an action word. You know what I mean? Right. Love is an action word. So, you know, those are the things. That's why I always try my best to put my best foot forward when it comes to people, because, you know, those secondary, tertiary effects, man, it affects us globally. You know what I mean? Me telling PK, have a great day. He tells Paul, you know, next thing you know, it's a children's book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was going to touch on that. I wanted to get back through, and then we got, you know, the next round through. I wanted to, yeah.
Word. But that's basically what that looks like. You know what I mean? And I mean, hashtag legacy, you know, I mean, geez, you really can't paint that picture clearer than that. Mm-hmm. But for those who don't know, for those folks in the back of the room, you know, loving each other, supporting each other through everything. That's what I want to do amongst the community, family, friends, whoever it may have you. That's my 10 cents.
Yeah, I like it, Compass. Man. So man. Paul, we flip it to you. I mean, what is the?
That's not how this is supposed to go. I was supposed to be asking y'all the questions here.
But I still gotta flip it to you to see
All right, fine. All right.
When they talk about you, like you just said, you said, you know, family, friends. What are they gonna say about Mr. Wallace?
He was a B plus hooper.
Do you want to tell them about the time you went for 63 points in the Garden? He said a B plus hooper, though. I caught it late.
Alternative facts.
The handle was zero.
Listen, young Paul, when he had the braids. You remember we had the beads back in the day?
I
remember him. I'm talking about that one, man. He was cold, man. He was cold.
Oh, I know. I ain't want to mess with him.
I would have never. I'm too G for beads. I would never. That's
I was waiting for him to say something. I was like, I don't recall the beads.
He didn't have beads. He didn't.
He had the Hurricane Chris Jones.
No beads. He had
no B2K action over here at all, sir. None of that. We ain't had none of that laid down, silky. We ain't had none of that.
Smooth edges for now. He didn't, man. He didn't.
Not Wally, bro.
Yeah, Wally. But, see, look, you got my coworker up here talking about you had beads. Lord, that's why I don't like y'all.
Yeah. He didn't have beads. She said,
But no, man. I mean, y'all pretty much touched on it appropriately. For me, you know, from a family aspect, you know, I think we gotta have a willingness. You know, as husbands, you know what I'm saying? Like protect, provide, and then just, you know, like granted, of course, you know, we as men got to take the lead and step out there and sacrifice or, you know, go without in order for our families to have whatever we want them to have. But I don't even think it's a sacrifice if you genuinely have a willingness to just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure, you know, Janet doesn't have to always expect or have to like throw something in the air for, you know, PK to do something, or Dana ain't gotta put Neil in the headlock all the time.
Right. Bro, my neck's still hurting from that headlock.
But no, like that's just how I feel about it. Like, I hate relating it back to, you know, sports and being like a leader in general, but, you know, like I would never ask or expect anything, you know, of my wife that I wouldn't you know, want to just do, just jump out and do regardless. You know what I'm saying? It's just a natural instinct to just want to do things to enhance the experience of, you know, just marriage or just the camaraderie, the friendship, everything. So that's the first thing. And then with my kids, it's like, you know, I'm trying to break cycles. So I feel like paying attention to them, granted, you see how Victoria is, and then, you know, she's always lit. And then you see little man, he just like, yo, I'm going to lay down right here. So, you know what I'm saying? The dynamics of just trying to adjust and get used to them, I kind of want them to remember that, like, as they continue to get older, it's like, yo, like, my pops has always been in tune with what I like, opposed to me making them conform to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if I gotta put on a nightgown and watch Princess and the Frog with some popcorn. Like, it is what it is. Or if, you know, Gabriel, like, I call him Champ. Like, if he literally wants to grow up in box, like, I don't mind holding the bag. Like, it is what it is. Like, I have no reservations or there is nothing. I'll put it this way. There is nothing. And y'all, I know y'all feel the same way. There's nothing in my house that I would say, hell no, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. If it comes to something that they want or something that I want to do for them, it doesn't exist. It might be crazy. It might be wild. It might be far-fetched, shameful, whatever. But I really don't embarrass easy, so it is what it is.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to flip this for y'all real quick. After Neil badmouthed me, it's just to like be real, man. Like, you know, it's a lot of different conversations that we have offline, and it just means a lot to hear like the personal regards. I don't need like the public praise. It don't matter. The attention aspect of that doesn't make me feel any better. I feel like it's best if you can say it to me one-on-one or in person or whatever. So, you know, those people that I do get that from, like y'all, you know, Corey, me and Corey talk a lot, and he'll just throw those in a random text message. And, you know, I get that, and we'll just go back and forth about that. You know, just almost every day, the same as I talk to y'all, I talk to Corey just as much. So just getting that appreciation, man. It's a lot of different, I feel like I'm a part of a lot of different brotherhoods. And I feel like I'm in good, I feel like I got good credit with a couple of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, word, I feel like I got good credit. But for y'all real quick, before we close
this out. You got a balance, bro. I ain't gonna lie, you got a balance.
Listen, this guy, where you get that from?
What? I don't know.
You got a balance.
No. So for Neil, I'll say this. Neil hit me with, and this is just my perception of y'all that I'm just giving back, because I didn't write none of this down. So we literally freestyling this right now, coming from me anyway.
Word.
But I'm just being honest with y'all. Like, for Neil, I've never seen Neil pissed off. I've never seen Neil come across as, you know, like jealous, bitter, hateful. If I crossed him up one day, he wanted Tyrone to give him the ball so he could try to do the same thing to me. Or if I had some dope kicks on at school one day, he was coming with the patent leather Cortezes with the double laces and a hella crease khaki.
My man.
And he never, like y'all both did it, but Neil never made me feel like I was younger than him either. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was never like a little bro type of thing, little bro, big bro. It was always like, yo, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, Neil never talked to me like he was anywhere above or whatever. And that's a big plus for me. And now, like, even now, he's still just the same cool Neil to me. Like, he looked like, even though he got the body, he looked like he still wear a durag. It's the craziest thing. Like, he just looked like he keeps the swag there at all times just because. But But I mean, I'm a fan of the Compass. Like, I dubbed the name, but it fits though. Just, you know, that's kind of like that's Neil for me. Yeah. The other dude, I mean, I don't, yeah.
Yeah,
he cool. He
whatever.
Yeah, he cool or whatever. I do want, you know, in our Compass.
If you take away the clown car, like,
who is he?
What was he? What good was he?
What is this guy?
Like, I never seen a starting five plus the second string lineup fit in one car before. That shit's ridiculous. Same thing though. Like, I never, like, he looked at me and was like, "Yo, who your favorite player? AI, huh?" So judgmental. We off the rip. Judgmental, right? I'm like, yes, so who is yours? And he was like, "Man, it's only one favorite player." And ever since then, like, I'll listen to him and whatever he say, like, "Yo, you need to chill. I'ma chill." But that's the one thing that we will never agree on. He wrote it in my yearbook, his senior year, my freshman year. He wrote it in my senior or in his senior yearbook for me. And was just like, bruh, like, that will never, ever change. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. You're going to be little bro. I'm going to be big bro. But MJ will always be the greatest and so on and so forth.
That's
so,
it. That was it.
But to always, again, like, the same with him, man. Like, he was always willing to, like, whether it was practice, the gym, or even if he saw me in school, like, just to come and just put that arm, you know, put that arm over my shoulder. Or just, you know, sometimes it might have been like a slap in the back of the head. It was always constructive. And again, like, the same thing. Like, he never made me feel like I was beneath him. Whereas, you know, I was the youngest one, like, following y'all around, but y'all never made me feel that way. So, you know, my appreciation for y'all is just one of those eternal things that, you know, it'll never fall flat. Like, even if we stopped talking, if we had a falling out, like, I would never drop the regards in which I hold y'all. As far as just how humble that y'all have always been, and it kind of like rubs off on people, and you know, it's hard. People don't forget that, and that kind of comes back to Josh. Like, people don't forget just everything that he gave, everything that he showed, whether it was something that he was like physically trying to show you, or it was something that you just watched him do in observation, and you know, he's just like just in his zone. Like, you're mimicking his habits. You're taking notes, trying to figure out how to do it on your own, or he's right there with you trying to show you how to get to where he is with stuff. So it's always going to be important to have a legacy. And I feel like if anybody conquered it in the unfortunate short amount of time, it was definitely him.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all got any closing remarks or anything else y'all want to throw in before we wrap this up?
I got a couple of things. Asking our viewers and everything, like, two questions. What do you want your legacy to be, if you don't mind sharing it or whatever, you letting us know? And are you taking advantage of the opportunities that life is offering you? And what I mean by that, are you using the talents and the skills and the potential that you have to create a better life for yourself or others? I feel like I am. I feel like we all are. But, you know, just throw it out to our listeners, our viewers, and everything on that. And I was talking to, as usual, I'm talking at work. A couple of people at work now ask about the podcast. You guys took a little break and, you know, what's going on? So I was asking them, you know, what how could you carry on a legacy or the stuff of legend, you know, however I worded it. And, you know, they were like, write down some family traditions, write down some family stories, the coat of arms, write down some stories about yourself, pass along some skills and family recipes or whatever. So, I mean, I figured I'd just read those out and everything. So my legacy, like I said, it's my dad was HR forever, HRC, Soldier Support Battalion, everything like that. Mom's works HR. She did 22 years in the Army, has been working a government job for another 20 years.
And then you married corporate.
And then I married a corporate sponsor. I call Janet corporate all the time. So, like, HR, of course, is dealing with people. And that's what I want my impact to be, is on people. So, like, when he said Corey, I said Thomas. You know what I'm saying? Knew the name. That's just what it is. So I wear this shirt, man. My dad's last duty station as a command sergeant major was in Fort Knox, Kentucky. After he passed away, I have him up top, and then there's the loop that goes around the last building that he worked at on Fort Knox. They renamed the John F. Gathers Loop. And then where I used to stay in Nashville, there was a Preston Road. So it's showing me standing by the loop under his name and me basically saying, you know, if I could be half, you know, following those footsteps, you know what I'm saying? They named the whole loop around the building for him. And we have, mom has an annual celebration down there. Pops passed away this December, be 10 years. And people still come up and when I was a private, when I was, you know, this, when I was that, I mean, he was just a great dude. And there's always stories. And them renaming the loop after him, that last place. So if you drive up to that HRC building on Fort Knox, Kentucky, it's called the John F. Gathers Loop. That's for Pops. That's legacy. That man was a living legend to me. And that's going to be a part of his legacy, the Gathers legacy, the name that carries on. Also, my mom, the living legend, because from everywhere I can remember, she fed Fort Campbell, she fed Fort Jackson, she fed, you know, over in Heidelberg. Like, she's always cooked, always giving you a hug, a hey, sweetie, how you doing, how your mom and them and all that kind of stuff. That's her. I mean, people talk about her meatballs. She makes meatballs and Rotel. Rico was in love with that Rotel. He come over and eat about a pound. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a part of her legacy. She's a living legend now, and that'll be a part of her legacy 100 years from now. Shout out to moms, by the way, the 4th of July baby just turned. I ain't gonna put her out there like that.
21.
Birthday. 21. So happy birthday to mom, to mama moderator, as we, you know, as I started to call her, whatever. So we had a fantastic time yesterday being in the military and being a 4th of July baby. And then my dad's mom, my grandma's birthday is 4th of July too. So you got them. And then my dad's birthday and my mom's dad's birthday, my grandpa on that side's birthday is February 12th. So there's no way we're supposed to have your mom and your grandma on your dad's side, same birthday. And then your dad and your mom's dad birthday. So you all of that, man. So that's why I was going to throw my shirt on for the legend, for the John F. Gathers, JFG to me, Pops, you know what I'm saying? Pops said, even when you're getting your shit together, be getting your shit together. Be working on something at all times.
Say that again, man.
Pop said, son, we go fishing all the time. We be sitting there, and he says, you're doing this, you're doing that. As you get older, my grandma said it too. He got it from his mom. Just live. He said, even when you got your shit together, son, and you think you got it all figured out, be getting your shit together. Sorry, mom, for cursing. She downstairs or whatever. You know, she fly out tomorrow. But even when you're getting your shit together, be getting your shit together. Point blank period. He also said, Jenna said she want to be remembered as a people builder in an elevator. Okay, all right.
Hey, I want to unpack what she said earlier too, P, when you finished.
Yeah, and the last thing I got, I lost the thought now. Oh, yeah. Pops used to also say, today's a great day to have a great day, son. And that stuck with me forever. I said, Neil, we were talking offline. He said, yo, I took it, ran with it, got it out to my people. That'd be a part of your legacy, P, because I say it now, and I mean, I say it, and I mean it. Today's a great day to have a great day. So that's all I really got on it, man. That's it. So y'all take it. What you got, Neil or Paul?
Yeah.
Or
yeah. So basically, you know, LeBron James confronts announcer at his. Oh, my bad.
Ah.
Yeah. The news is covering the GOAT. My bad. So.
What? That was a subtle dig at me.
Oh man. Yeah, so you know that was foreshadowing. That's what that was, man. All right, so basically, yeah, man, we like, you know, just to unpack what you just said, PK, man. Yeah, you know, we talked about your legend, you know, your legend as an action word, right? And legendary legacy. Which you leave behind, you know, moons ago, you know, and I take that, man, and you know, what you invested in me, Paul, what you invested in me, man, offline, individually, from the both of you, you know, yeah, Paul, I'll never little bro you, you know what I mean? We're younger by age, you know, but
that's,
you know,
that's the only way I use it when I say little bro, what's up? That's it.
That's it, by age, you know, by man's calendar, you are technically younger, you know what I mean? But we vibrate, bro. There's no age on it, you know what I mean? I'll let Janet unpack that. I don't even know if that's factual, but I like to believe so, you know what I mean?
It is, because time is a constraint. So
it's a constraint. Boom. That's it. You know, but I take what you all, you know, feed me, what my wife feeds me, you know what I mean? And I push it, you know. I'm such a morning person. God wakes me up, man. He breathes life into my lungs, man. And then he adds a little sprinkles and cinnamon in it. And I feel awesome practically every morning. You know, I have my slow days.
We know.
You know, I have my slow days, man. But, you know, 30, 45 minutes into my commute, man, I'm full of life, energy, and my vibration, man. My frequency is, you know, they can feel it in the wind turbines in Oklahoma, you know, and I push it, you know, I push it because I need everyone to feel, they need to feel what I feel, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And without thinking about it, you know, I'm hoping that people are receptive to it, you know, because we shouldn't wake up, you know, thinking negatively, you know. And that's part of that. Hey, today is a good day to have a good day, you know, because I take that literally, you know, I take it literally. On occasion, I might say it to someone and then I got to say it again. PK, I've said it to you 3 or 4 times, but hey, man, because I just didn't feel it initially, you know. And then I start hitting y'all with them videos, you know.
Yes, indeed. Okay,
but it's y'all fault though, you know. It's y'all fault, man. You know, I ask God, hey, man, I need him to restructure my circle. You know what I mean? And this is who you bless me with, so y'all gonna get it. You know, but it's y'all fault, man. Y'all gonna take it. You know, you're not gonna leave it because it's positive, man. And you know, I mean nothing but success and love for everyone who is attached to me. You know, physical, metaphysical. Yeah, but you know, you said a lot there, P. Paul Philly, he said something earlier, man, that I wanted to unpack.
No, unpack it.
You know, I mean, just because we're about to hit our closing remarks, you know, and I sort of want you to explain what you were saying before I make an assumption. Because you definitely can't unpack what's not there, right? So, you said you was looking at me and you were like, you know, you said something about low key jealous or something. I might be misinterpreting that, but I want you to repeat what you said, and then I'll unpack.
So what I mean by like saying like admirably jealous, so what I'm saying is, like, as a wishful thinker, basically. And it's like, Josh gave us the blueprint on how to be like the perfect student athlete. So I'm like, damn, like, how do I do that? Or I'm just looking at just the always poised, the always chill, calm demeanor of Neil. And I'm like, I can't do that. Like, how do I get there? Then with PK, I'm looking and I'm like, damn, he's literally just going over and just putting his arm around me over my shoulder. And he's in my ear giving me gems and just telling me stuff that's going to help me grow. So how can I go? And while he's on this side, I take mine over here and I grab somebody else and do the same thing. So it's one of those things where I look at y'all, or I've looked at y'all the same as how I've looked at Josh. And it's like, I wish I could do it. And then I'm jealous because I don't feel as though that I can produce it the same as y'all at that same quality, basically.
Okay, bet. So basically, man, you know, for that, right, that part, man, I battle offline every day. You know what I mean? It's something every day, professionally, my wife, my kids.
Racially.
racially, you know, I always peep the, I can't even think of that word, me and my wife, the microaggressions. I peep them daily, you know, and I pick up on them immediately. However, my family, my bros, you guys are my comfort zone. You know what I mean? And I feel like, hey, man, I'm already I've already consumed so much BS throughout the day, you know, between my wife and my kids and my bros. You guys are in my, you know, my family here, my brother Henry, a boy, and all these folks that, you know, that are attached to me. You guys are not, you shouldn't see that. You don't need that, you know. Whenever you see me, man, I need to be a beacon. You know what I mean? That's the Superman analogy for who you know what I mean? I'm a big Superman fan, but I would love to be a beacon, which is part of the legacy I want to leave, you know? So if you always catch me poised, you know what I mean? When you're in distress, you don't need to converse with somebody who's also in distress. You know what I mean? You'll never get that part of me, man, unless
you're the first person that ever hit me with the rev run. Like I ain't never get like the voice recording and uplifting. let me clarify. I've never gotten an uplifting voice recording until we link back up. And it's only been what month are we in? July now?
This might have all started like back in February, I feel like.
Like February, bro.
Yeah.
And then we was talking through March, and then like right after my birthday, we was like, all right, let's start getting ready to,
After what? 20 years of not seeing or talking to Neil up until this past February, it's like I said, it just feels the same. And then the gems are right there. It's like Rev Run used to sit there in the tub, type up all the little messages, and then sit his phone down. Like, that's how I feel when I'm listening to Neil. I know he riding to work, but it's the same vibe of like, I'm getting that uplifting message or just that word in general. And it's like, he just coming over here like this real quick, just sprinkling a little bit, like, there you go, brother, there you go. And then, you know what I'm saying? Once I get that, I'll shoot him some info back, and it's always productive, and it means more to me than he'll ever know or you'll ever know, but it goes a long way, man, just to drop that type of stuff on people randomly, whether they're going through something or not.
You know what? And PK do me that. He does that to me, you know, on occasion. Like, I mean, hell, I got one video that I will unpack because I watched it twice, but you'll get that tomorrow. But, you know, yeah, I mean, that's just what I do. You know what I mean? And it started off, so I was texting it, you know, but obviously doing 85, you know what I mean, on the highway and texting is not safe. Correct. You know what I mean? I hit that voice, you know what I mean? And now I start doing videos because it's even better, you know what I mean?
When you got a 2-hour journey, you got to find something to entertain.
The cup says creative juice, you got to be creative.
Creative juice, man, you know? You know, but that's genuine correspondence that I'm pushing, man. And I re-listen because I keep telling PK, man, I keep telling him like almost daily, like, bro, we need to get back to that root of where it started from. Because it started with just a voice memo, 2 minutes, then it turned into 11, 12 minutes.
Yo, I got a story. I got something real quick. So I used to get on Janet because she'd be driving, but don't text and drive. Send me the voice memo. So you hit the little microphone on iPhone and she sends something, you know, on the little voice memo that's inside the message app. And it's 2 minutes, and I'm like, bro, I can't do more than a minute because I'm listening and I'm ready to respond, and then my crazy behind is trying to talk to you, but it's a voice memo, so I don't really want to listen. So when I started messing with y'all and they got longer and stuff, now I'm trained. Now she'll send you I can send you a 5-minute one. You straight now, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So because I used to like, she'd be like, hey, I'm riding in, I'm doing this. You know, on the way home from work, can you pick up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And my mind has went into, we a minute in. So I'm like, yeah, babe, I'll pick up the milk. And like, well, it was a voice memo. You know what I'm saying? So that has sharpened me, you know, to that effect.
I'm gonna keep it a bug with y'all. As I listen to it, I'm responding. So I'm hitting each point. I'm texting while I'm listening to the voice recording. Yeah. Cause Neil be dropping some heavy stuff in them solo messages, man. Like, I'm not gonna listen to that whole thing and then try to go back, cause you can't rewind it. So I just be like, all right, I'm gonna just listen to it and not just already start texting. As soon as he say Grand Rising, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm already there.
One other thing, you know, a while back you sent me one of your homeboys was going to work or something like that. It was Friday, and he sent it to you, and he was like Cornelius says, today's a great day to have a great day. Bro, I was sneezing so hard. I was like, man, I'm a muffin man, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts,
that thing
bro.
Is
fact. Fact.
And just knowing that right there, it just, because it is, man. No matter what happened, I told y'all, man, I ran up on the curb, messed up the front of the Camaro, got to get that taken care of tomorrow. Still had a great day. Nobody got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Car still drivable. Take it, get it taken care of. AC was broke, whatever. Still going to have a great day. You really are. You know what I'm saying? If you woke up, you winning. So you're going to have a great day. The last thing that I have, I think back to, and I can't say I was the one that made that the ambassador for this, but I remember when I used to come over to y'all's neighborhoods, to Pierce, into Hammond and stuff, and they'll tell me stories like, hey, PK, you may not remember this. So-and-so was saying whatever, and you stepped in and said whatever. I was like, I don't remember it, but it sounded like I would. But what I'm getting at is I would come to Pierce, I would come to Hammond, and people would be like, yo, why are you over here? You're a Sergeant Major kid. And I'm like, what does that matter? Y'all hoop, I hoop, y'all look like me, y'all wear the same stuff. Even my white counterparts that I knew that didn't stay in Sergeant Major Village or whatever, but it was like, it was unheard of. Nah, your dad, when you show your ID card coming in the gate, they say Air Assault Sergeant Major to you and all that kind of stuff. It was like, why do we have this division? So like Rico and them, when they started, I was like, well, y'all come over to Sergeant Major, we got a hoop. You know what I'm saying? They was like, can we come over there? Why are you in Pierce? Why are we going to frat this, that, and other? Bro, that's just me, man. People, I know y'all cool, we rocking. Y'all don't know me from, you know what I'm saying? That's just, that was what I thought. And then I got told Paul the other day, Hothead come running out the house. He mad and slammed the door, got his kicks, and he, man, let's go somewhere now. I'm like, bro, look, dude. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, look, bro, what's the deal? Chill. Nah,
that
man, pause this.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, now I'm like, yo, chill, bro. Like, it ain't going to be that serious, man. You don't even hey, man, just catch your breath. We're getting ready to go to frat. We're going to CC's after. And you're going to be there, forgot about all that, whatever.
Well, we're going to hit KFC where Suge used to work and get the hookup in there.
Hit the horn, drive around, 57 pounds of chicken for like $9. So, that was my last thing that was sticking out to me. Like, people, they were really asking, like, what is a Sergeant Major kid doing over here? I was like, well, my dad, I used to always say, well, my dad's Sergeant Major, not me. I go to the same school y'all go to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look, you were only senior that's got a Cutlass and you got a Honda for graduation. So, how you got two cars and. Hey, that's just, I did what I was supposed to do to take care of home, and that was that. But I don't see why I couldn't kick it with y'all. I mean,
it goes back to how this whole conversation started. Legacy can do whatever Legacy wants to do. So you can go anywhere. Compass can go anywhere. Hell, his name is the Compass. So you can't even, like, I don't even want to hear that anyway. There's no bounds on a Compass. So whatever with that. And, you know, I just got lucky. So. You know what I'm saying? I just don't listen. So if you say I can't do something, I'm going to just do it anyway. But
that's admirable. That's admirable, bro.
That's a fact.
But my brothers, to close it out, like we always say, it is a great day to have a great day when you are tuned into BFA. Episode 2 will be coming. We are going to do, for episode 2, we're going to do summertime vibes. We need all types of feedback. I don't know. It doesn't matter the genre. We need people to tell us what it is. Give me your top 3 or top 5. What songs you need to hear since we're in the summer now? What songs do you need to hear to put you in the mood for summer? And then that will be followed by episode 3. Drum roll, please. The Compass Speaks.
Yes, sir. We gonna get him the mic.
I purposely said it now to give you 2 weeks to wrap your mind around it. I don't want to hear no BS, and we coming with an empty cup.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have to say. We can it cut up, it please. Off now. Good.
Cut it off right. DJ, cut good. The beat. We could. Jenna said, quote it, legacy can go wherever legacy wants to go. Put it on the t-shirt. This is that segment that I am passionate about. Neil has even started to say hashtag support. Support your own local business, small business. Small business is big business to me. So we got the business shout out. Of course, I always start with the queen, with the wife. You got JanetGathers.com. Everything's on there, man. Check it out. She also Rubble. Has the, that's what I'm getting to. She got the Etsy shop. Neil's got the High Vibe Dad hat that he got out of her Etsy shop. Right here, I have the Love Oil. You know what I mean? That does wonders for you, man. You can get that in the Etsy shop. She'll probably drop the link. I will tell you, man, we went to the casino. I had a little bit of money oil. You know, I rubbed a little bit here and there or whatever. And I tell you what, I came out in the positive. Net, I went in negative or whatever. But it can be used for anything. Money loves money. Money loves organization. It attracts money. But check out the Etsy shop. She's got a lot of stuff going on in there. My cousin Bree does culture college counseling. I'll drop the whole list. I'm just going to roll down whoever sent us something. She also does Kelly and Company crafting, t-shirts and everything like that. I got another cousin does chaseandcharlie.com, iPod and earpod holders and phone cases and all kinds of stuff like that. Another cousin does AKs, and I got to stop calling them cousins or whatever. I want you to support them because they family. Support them because you need to support. It's something you need. AKs and tech. I got Legacy of Nagasi on here. I got another Etsy shop for Lissa's Natural. She's got, your hugs are my hugs. Lissa's Natural. She's got shea butters and everything that you need, all natural type stuff. My guy, Nick Sampson, he wrote a book. I got Nick's bookshelf. Like I said, I'm going to drop all these links so you can check them out. My boy George Coles, I've known a little bit longer than y'all, from middle school. His wife does wine shop at home, Katrina Coles. I'm gonna drop that. Order all your wine. She can help you match it up with your chocolates and your lobster.
Man, you can't say that. My wife is watching. You can't say
that. Yeah, you know, and get that shit. So I'm gonna drop all that in there. And the last one I got on there is
thanks.
These
PK.
Hugs are my hugs, man. You know, so that's all I got. Y'all got anything y'all want to add? Or are we getting out of here?
Check the boy that copies out. Check me out on YouTube. Check me out on YouTube. Now, you good, bro. You good.
I'm a vibe. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Subscribe. The Undisputed Champions, Paul has another podcast. They haven't been recording. Yeah. It took a little off season too, but I mean, go ahead and subscribe and click that one too and catch up on the old stuff. They even got me watching wrestling. Like, I called Paul the other day and I was like,
Hell
in the Cell's coming on. And he looking like, yeah, it is. Like, unsure if he thought I was just flexing. No, I'm actually checking it out now.
Right.
So it's for real, man. So that's our business shout outs. I'm gonna drop all those at the bottom of that. We'll get the podcast. I mean, we'll have this ready for your listening ears. If y'all are going back to work, not me. I got 2 more days off. So Neil, don't come at 6:30 with the eyeballs looking to see if we're up.
Nah, they not coming, be bro. Up,
you know what I'm saying?
5:30 my time. That's 5:30.
Yeah. So that's crazy there or whatever. But I'll get this chopped up and get it on to our Spotify, our Apple Podcasts, our Google Podcasts, our iHeartRadio, our Anchor. We got like 13, 14 streaming networks or platforms that we own. So we'll have that on there ready to go. It'll be on there by 10 o'clock tonight, almost a guarantee to you or whatever. So season 2 is here. It's upon us. Episode 1 in the books. Paul took the moderation for me, man. I sure appreciate it, brother. And we'll start to pass that around. Shout out to our boy, Ranton Rivera, man. He's a part of this too, man. I've gotten some stuff from him on everything. You know, the influence these guys have on my life and as we influence others and everything like that. So I couldn't leave him out. We still rocking with the brother. Of course, it's all love. Fellas, y'all got anything before I hit this end button?
Peace. If I'm not, good.
Nothing seen, nothing heard. We are out of here. We love y'all. Check us out next week.